Thank you. So I tried to learn some covers on this instrument because it's typically not easy to do covers since one instrument, I don't know what's called a drum, it's more like a bell, but one drum does not have every note. So you end up needing other scales, which is why I have so many in front of me here. And sometimes I use two and sometimes I use three. So here's another that uses two. Now it's a cover of Summertime. I Only Wish. Videos on YouTube. I don't know if some of you have seen this before on YouTube. It's starting to become a little more popular. And one of my more popular videos is a song of mine called Fanfare, which is on my new CD, which will be released later this month. But as a treat to Festi, I have pre-copies available, I guess, in the merch tent. So if you guys want to get one before it's officially released, you can go check that out. So this song is called Fanfare. Thank you. you very much. So that's DanteBucci.com or YouTube.DanteBucci.com. You get to my YouTube, it's easier to remember that way. So that's on both of my CDs. I don't have the old one with me here, but I do have the new one. I have some songs that actually have other instrumentation on the CD. I have a string section, so there's cello and violin on some stuff. I don't have them with me here today, but I will play the songs anyway. I call this waltz. Thank you. I just want to check the time here and see what songs I have coming for you. So that was Waltz. I didn't really think of a better name for it. And then after that was Swing. So those two songs together without a name, really. But they're both on the CD, and that's what they're called now. So, so I'm going to do another song for you now. It's called... I think I did that one already. I'm going to do another waltz for you. How about that? All right, cool. I play so many waltzes, I didn't realize that until I recorded the CD, and I realized, let's do the waltz. And they're like, which one? I'm like, oh, there's three to choose from, apparently. So this one is actually an old Romanian folk tune. It's called Waves of the Danube, and it was put to words. Somebody put words to it later, and they called it the anniversary song. I don't sing on this one, but it's another instrumental for you. So this is called Waves of the Danube. This one uses three, so I do have this one over here. It's going to get used right now. It's a weird scale. It's an Indian raga, I think, or something like that, but I really only use it for two of the notes. Philly, Friday, October 25th, but it's kind of a six-hour drive from here, so I don't blame you if you don't come. My CD release, but you can buy it here anyway, so what's the point, right? Alright, so I'm going to play another song for you guys. This one is sort of a cover medley. It's an Irish reel called Julia Delaney, and I throw in a little Star of the County Down in there. This is actually the latest YouTube video I uploaded with features hammered dulcimer and some violin and sliding didgeridoo. So, pretty interesting. You should check that out. Alright, so this is that without all of the other stuff. Thank you. Thank you. So this is another song on my new CD. It is also a YouTube video. Back when I had some band members, like drums and bass and electric guitar, I tried that out. And it was okay in a studio setting, but not really live, so I abandoned it. But I do have some videos of my attempts with that. Doesn't sound too bad. But this, I think, prefers to be a solo song. So here you are in its proper form. But if you're curious, again, YouTube's got some interesting things on it. This is called Outbound. Thank you. Thank you. I have a few more songs for you. So that again was called Outbound. It's on my new CD for $10 in the merch tent. My name is Dante Bucci, DanteBucci.com. So I have a couple more songs for you. And this next one, actually, I'm going to sing on it, believe it or not. I don't often do that. I am a singer, but nobody really knows that. And so I kind of thought I should tell them. So now I'm going to drink some water. I just started doing this live, so bear with me. The problem with one of these instruments is it's circle, so you don't know which way is up really until you hit the note and find out which one it is. So I actually like it that way because sometimes I will I'll play a song one way and then I'll have sort of writer's block and I'll be like, oh, let me try that song but turn it like this, and so then all of a sudden it's a new song. So and then I'll record it and give it a new name and I'm done. So it's like a game genie. You just turn it around, put in a code, and you got something new. But it's a real versatile instrument, and even with just the notes that you have here, you can get a whole bunch more out of it. But I still need other hands to sort of fill out my tonal palette. So this over here, I'm going to use again. This one sounds weird if you play it just by itself. That's kind of weird sounding. But I just use these. So, all right. Let's see how this goes. Wrong way.
Bicycles for two, broken hearted jubilee. Parachutes, army boots, sleeping bags for two, sentimental jamboree. Bye bye, says the sign. Shop window, why says the junk in the yard? Da 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 da. Candlesticks, building bricks, something old and new. Memories for you and me. Bye, bye, says the sign in the shop window. Why says the junk in the yard?
Thank you. All right, so far you've seen just these three. These three were invented in Switzerland. Well, the concept was Switzerland in 2000 by a steel drum maker. He was making steel drums, tuning steel pans. It was a big steel pan craze in the 70s out there in Europe. And around the year 2000, he had the brainstorm. Let's shrink it down, turn it upside down, and play in your lap. So they had to take out half the notes, and they tuned it to be nice and pretty, and they had all this other physics stuff go into it. They actually consulted with a physicist to figure out how to anneal the metal in certain ways and put certain gases in the kiln with it. And so it's crazy what they do. But, I mean, the result is obvious. It doesn't sound metallic. Some people say it sounds like strings or synthesizer. So they kind of led the way, and then other people started making them. So I have one behind me I haven't pulled out yet. That is made in Spain. There's another made in the U.S., and there's some made in other countries as well, France and Russia. So if you're curious, they are all handmade. They're very hard to come by, though, because it takes a while to make one, and there are waiting lists. But if you do search, you will find a variety of places online that do sell them, and will take your name, and you will wait a very long time. However, the ones in the U.S., they do a lottery system. I actually like that better, so everyone is on the same playing field. So you put in your name. You like pick a number out of a hat, and they randomly pick the best guesses, and then you get it that way. So that's probably your best choice, and it sounds beautiful. I don't have that one with me today, but here's the one from Spain. It looks exactly the same. The one from the U.S. actually is bigger, darker. It looks more purple, and it has an innie instead of an outie. So that's what we call the little nipple at the top. So it's called an. The guys in Switzerland, they call it a ding. Which comes over from some other instruments. I think the gamelan has like ding, dang, dong, some kind. They name the different notes in the scale. So that's the ding. The ones in the U.S., they just call it the center tone. So it's not as interesting. So this is an instrument made in Spain. It's a B-flat scale. I really like it. B-flat mixolydian, for those of you who are theory-minded. I especially requested this scale because somebody else had it and he was really awesome. So I figured if I had the same scale, it could be just as awesome. I started playing around with it and pulled out these other harmonics. And I was telling you earlier how they tune them specially, not like a steel pan, but they tune it so that you get a little more sound, a little more warmth out of it. And the way they do that is to focus on more than one note in each little dimple. So each dimple is a note. The fat dimples are low notes, and the tiny dimples are high notes. But they are actually oval shaped. So in that oval, there's a short side and a long side. And the short side is a fifth above the fundamental note, and the long side is an octave above the fundamental note. And you can actually independently play the fundamental, octave, and fifth by muting different pieces of that note. And I was practicing doing this with one hand so that I can get out these extra little harmonic tones. So you can hear that. So you can get actually a full two-octave range. And I started writing a song, and I called it Flageolet. Flageolet is a term. It could be a bean, it could be a flute, but I was reading a steel pan tuning pamphlet, and they said to do the flageolet in order to tune the fifth of the harmonic, and that is a term also used in string players where they mute the fundamental and play the harmonic notes in there. So flageolet is a rather obscure term, but that's what I'm calling this song. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I got one more song for you guys. Thanks for listening. My name is Dante Bucci. If you're just joining me, I'm playing a little UFO. I kicked them out this morning so that I could practice the little aliens. You ever see Batteries Not Included? That's one of my favorite movies. That's what these remind me of. It's the little mini spaceships, little sentient guys eating toasters and making babies. So that's a funny movie. Alright, so this last song is another cover. One of my idols, as far as this instrument is concerned, his name is Manu de Lago. He's an amazing composer, and he's just really great at playing these things and writing songs for them. He's now touring with Bjork, and so he's not playing anymore as much with another band called Spangl, which had an understudy for him when they came to the US in 2011, so I taught myself this song so I could play it with Spangl, and sort of embellished upon it and turned it into my own arrangement, so this is that. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be signing CDs in about 10 minutes or at the merch stand. So come talk. Thanks.